Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
My name's Alex. I'm an alcoholic and I've been asked to speak on my first 10 days getting sober. I got sober in first of November 1993, and I was 22 years old. And I can tell you those first 10 days were and are a blur. I went to my first meeting in a little hospital in northern New South Wales and came out of that meeting feeling less alone than I had been in a long, long time. I identified that alcohol was, I knew that alcohol was the problem, but I identified that I couldn't drink. But how do I not drink? And there were these people who had a plan on how to do that. And I'd never had a proper plan. I was going to do this. I was going to do that. And I've heard people since when I've got sober have, you know, go to retreats and sanitariums and rehabs. And I didn't do any of that. I just kind of tried to stop and it never worked. And I was living in a little caravan in my grandmother's backyard in Yurunga, and I had drank and smoked dope and read self-help books in that caravan while I was trying to stop. And I went home from my first meeting. It was a Tuesday night in Bellingen. And I remember just thinking, well, shit, I can't drink. And so I got myself good and stoned, I recall. And I went back in a week's time. So that week between that first meeting, that second meeting, like we're talking 10 days, it's a short period of time. That week was, it was a nightmare in my little caravan, not being able to sleep, wanting to drink, knowing I can't drink, knowing being snappy with my grandmother who had put up with so much of my rubbish. It was due to her that I got sober. I came home, and there were some AA pamphlets on the back veranda one day, and I just lost it. I was so angry. How dare she? How dare they? Because it's supposed to be anonymous, and there's nothing anonymous about coming to my house. And I knew nothing about AA. I didn't know what it really I didn't really know what it was about. And so young and so rebellious and so broken, so very, very broken. I'd been wetting beds for years. I'd been getting locked up and I was lost. I was a lost soul. And there was this little tiny ember of a spark left in me, and I feared it was going out. And from that first meeting, something happened. There was some kind of ignition in that. There was a man at my first meeting whose New Year's Eve party I had crashed earlier that year, and he welcomed me and he gave me a half a cup of tea. And I felt like I felt hope. And we say it all the time, but to recognize hope when you are hopeless was like being given the gift of life. And to this day, I remember that. I don't remember a lot of what went on in that first 10 days because I was detoxing. But I went back the next week and I remember the surprise. Remember how surprised they were. And I said, yeah, it's, you know, I just smoked joints. And they went, oh, you're actually not really meant to do that if you're trying to get sober. I felt like I had the rug pulled out from under me. But there was another level of hope in that. It was like, oh, okay, because I didn't feel good. I didn't feel good on anything other than alcohol. And it was just an escape. And I went to that meeting, and I went, you know, reluctantly again, but less reluctantly the second time. I thought, you know, I'm 22, my life is over. And to this day, the greatest blessing of my life is that my life was over as I knew it. And the life I have today at 27 years sober is far, far removed from that. So thank you for listening.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.